Invitational.
Hello, Real Hondo. This is Scott Hartzell, retired band director from Brownsville Independent School District. Look forward to hearing your production. From judges' perspective, side A will be on the left side of the field and side B will be on the right. Okay, very nice. I would have started that stronger with front ensemble and then do a little bit of a decay and then bring in the saxophone. I'd like to hear a little bit more of the saxophone. Yeah, try not to. D, 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 D. I feel like you're clipping that one note a little bit too short, but I like the quality of your sound. Got pitch at the end. Yeah, nice. I would take the volume up with the winds on the 50. I would take it up through that little section a good 10-15%. Bass drums are a little bit heavy with the full ensemble moment there on the 50-yard line. Be careful, bass drums. Yeah, a little bit of phasing. Drum major, make you stay on the best feet of the battery percussion in the back, so we agree front to back. Okay, nice saxophone stuff. Really nice quality of sound saxophone. I would expect nothing less from your teacher. She does great stuff with you. Yeah. I tambourine softer, more woodwind sound, less battery right there. It's minor balance stuff, but I would bring battery percussion down. Nice brass mode, just make sure we release together at the very end. Always articulate the first note on a pickup louder than you think, just for clarity. The band tends to move pretty well together. Minor issues. Make sure your heels are together in first position. Yeah, don't miss a step off on your backwards march around the 50-yard line. Push through. Yeah, make sure we tune that long note. Yeah, tune the long note, make sure you release together. D, 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 D. Yeah, make sure you agree with the body, know your count structure there, make sure we move together. D, 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 D. The body didn't align throughout the entire ensemble there. Make sure you know your count structure. Make sure flutes are flat to the ground. See some kind of pointed down. Make sure they're flat, parallel to the ground. Minor intonation trombone. Spin the air. That crack note right there at the very beginning. A little bit of, maybe just some timidness. Don't be timid, you're playing well. Da da dee da da da. Check the top note. Soloist, everybody that I've heard, the soloist in the ensemble, you play well, but I would like more projection coming up to the box on the soloist. I don't know if it's a miking issue or we just need to push more air to get the sound up to the box. A little softer sleigh bell stuff. Yeah, we got some people shuffling their feet around the 40-yard line. Make sure you're in time, lead with your heel. Push to the release. Yeah, listen to pitch, upper trumpet. I like the volume of the ensemble right here. It's a couple of the moments in the show where you could have done the same thing. Don't miss your step off. Make sure you push through to the end of your release. Okay, it looks like we're missing some cover downs here. The form isn't very clear. Make sure you cover down, line up center body. Okay. All right. Some nice moments. Nice moments in your show. Wow. Okay. Some very, very good things. So if, as you're preparing for Pigskin right around the corner, I would make sure that we're all agreeing on step-offs. Okay. You know where the step-off is, but there's not a lot of velocity on that step-off. When you're taking that initial step,
ladies and gentlemen, one final
beat two is just as important as one.
If
you think one past two, you know, your step off would be stronger and also you'd be in more in time. I feel like there's some moments in your show right there towards the end. You kind of opened up a little bit more. There were some moments in your show where I wish you would have pushed more air like that as well, especially right towards the beginning, the opening impact. Okay. You could have probably pushed a little bit more right there. Soloists can probably, well, definitely they need to push more sound up into the box. They're doing great things. I'd like to have more of their sound up here, at least where I was at. And I'm between the 40 and 45, so I'm, or 40 and 50. So I'm pretty close to center. And quite a few of your solos were staged right off the 40. And so I was still kind of struggling to hear them a little bit. So, okay. All right. Continue working the details. I hope my comments will be helpful to you as you continue preparing for Pigskin. Best wishes. Enjoy.